This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, cruising into a Friday this week, and we'll talk about why they want a secret vote for Tulsi Gabbard. In fact, we'll play some Tulsi Gabbard stuff, a little bit more illegal immigration talk when I bring up a number for you on how much of your taxpayer money has gone to one group dedicated to illegals. You are going to freak out. Remember when I told you Los Angeles is going to be rebuilt and it's going to be horrific? All that and so much more coming up this final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Now, as to the rumors that the vote for Tulsi Gabbard is going to be held in private, well, let's talk about this. Why would that happen? But as we've already discussed last night, tonight, on and on and on and on and on, they have taken over, the bad guys have taken over all the institutions. Trump, to his credit, has picked reformers to go in and reform the institutions. That's what we want. Doesn't mean they're all perfect. Doesn't mean you agree with them on everything. But for once, we have people going in who don't say things like, well, my job as head of the FBI is to protect the FBI. No, 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 no. No, those days are gone. Your job is to save us from the Cheka. Okay, so we have reformers coming in. Now let's talk about the United States Senate, not only the Democrats. The GOP establishment types in the United States Senate. How do you get to be what you would consider an establishment type? Most of the ones in leadership. How do you get there? We've had this talk before. Walk with me. John Cornyn, for instance. John Cornyn had some tough questioning for Tulsi Gabbard today. Interrupted her a million times. I'm sure he wants the vote to be private. Why? How did John Cornyn ever even flirt with becoming Senate Majority Leader? How do you get into leadership positions? Well, here's how you do it. Money. You raise large quantities of money, not just for you. The money's not really for you, the money you raise. Yeah, you'll spend what you have to on your reelection. You raise large quantities of money so you can spend it on other GOP senators who will then feel obligated to back you for leadership. But how do you get all that money? And just pause on that for a moment. Josh Hawley, very popular senator, probably one of the better senators. People were confused. Remember when Josh Hawley, when there was this leadership race in the Senate, and Hawley came out right away and, I endorse John Cornyn. And Hawley's base is going to be more right-winger, right? People were confused. And then we brought up the number on the radio that night. How much money Cornyn had raised for Josh Hawley's campaign? That's how. All right, now let's fast forward past that. If you're John Cornyn and you want to be in leadership, you know you have to raise the money so you can send the money to other people. But how do you raise that money? Well, there are ways. And one of the easiest ways to raise large quantities of money is to get on the good side of the various corporations in this country who have aligned themselves with the federal government. It's a corporation that gets large amount of federal money, meaning taxpayer money. They want to keep that taxpayer money coming in, so they in turn spend large amounts of money on Republicans and Democrats running in the House and Senate to ensure they will always have friends within the government who will keep the government checks coming their way. Does it sound like a vicious evil circle? Good, because that's exactly what it is. Now, that brings us to the reformers, the Hegg Sess, the Tulsis, the RFKs, the Cash Patels, these types. Well, the GOP senators, if you're John Cornyn, if you're Tom Tillis, if you're Lindsey Graham, if you're any one of these guys, well, you don't want a reformer coming in. That's the last thing you want. You don't see yourself as some kind of fighter for the American people. You want to be a senator forever. Maybe even run for president one day. You want to be famous and powerful. America occurs as little to John Cornyn as it does to Chuck Schumer. America, I don't think about these things. It's about protecting their place. So John Cornyn, he really, really, really wants to vote against Tulsi Gabbard. Gosh, he wants to so bad. She wants to get in there and reform stuff? I want all this stuff to stay where it is. I don't want anything reformed. But John Cornyn knows he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. And that hard place is if you defy one of these nominees, if you shoot down one of these nominees, Donald Trump is likely to shoot you down, meaning your political career down. John Cornyn has a primary election coming in 2026 in the state of Texas, one that right now, hypothetically, if he runs against Ken Paxton, he's losing right now, a sitting U.S. senator. John Cornyn is underwater in his home state. So John Cornyn wants, with every fiber of his being, to vote against Hegg Sess and vote against Cash Patel and vote against RFK and vote against Tulsi Gabbard. But he needs to do so privately, you see, because he can't publicly do it. The reason they want the vote held privately for Tulsi Gabbard is the exact same reason Tom Tillis tried to torpedo Pete Hegseth and then voted yes for him anyway. He wants him shot down. He just doesn't want to be held as the responsible party for having done it. That's the pickle they're in. These people don't want this person in power.
Those who oppose my nomination imply that I am loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience, and the Constitution of the United States. Accusing me of being Trump's puppet, Putin's puppet, Assad's puppet, a guru's puppet, Modi's puppet, not recognizing the absurdity of simultaneously being the puppet of five different puppet masters. The fact is, what truly unsettles my political opponents is I refuse to be their puppet.
And she's correct about that. Oh, she's incorrect about plenty of things. I have plenty of disagreements with Tulsi Gabbard, but she's 100% correct about what she just said, and that's exactly why she has to be confirmed. What the John Cornyns, the Tom Tillises, the Mitch McConnells of the world, the Lindsey Grahams, are what they are truly, truly concerned about. It has nothing to do with Edward Snowden. I mean, James Lankford, of course, naked Ken doll Lankford had to try to make it about Snowden today.
Was he a traitor at the time when he took America's secrets, released them in public, and then ran to China and became a Russian citizen?
Senator, I'm focused on the future and how we can prevent something like this from happening again.
Why would James Lankford bring up Edward Snowden? Lindsey Graham did that, too, on the news the other day. Well, I don't agree with her about Snowden. Why would they bring that up? Do you think James Lankford and Lindsey Graham really lie awake at night thinking about Edward Snowden? No. Those two lie awake at night thinking about Thunder from Down Under. They don't care about Edward Snowden. They don't care about any of that stuff at all. They lie awake at night worried that somebody is going to disrupt the system that is in place that keeps them in power. And that is exactly why they want the vote private. Hey, guys, could we maybe do this behind closed doors? Of course that's what they want. You think these people want this person walking into the halls of power?
Here are just a few other examples. The American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice. And yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin. Title I of FISA was used illegally to obtain a warrant to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, using a Clinton campaign-funded false dossier as their so-called evidence. Biden campaign advisor Tony Blinken was the impetus for the 51 former senior intelligence officials' letter dismissing Hunter Biden's laptop as disinformation specifically to help Biden win the election. Former DNI James Clapper lied to this committee in 2013, denying the existence of programs that facilitated the mass collection of millions of Americans' phone and internet records, yet was never held accountable. Under John Brennan's leadership, the CIA abused its power to spy on Congress, to dodge oversight, lied about doing it until he was caught, and yet has never been held responsible. Under Biden, the FBI abused its power for political reasons to try to surveil Catholics who attend traditional Latin Mass, labeling them as quote-unquote radical traditionalist Catholics. Personally, just 24 hours after I criticized Kamala Harris and her nomination, I was placed on a secret domestic terror watch list called Quiet Skies. Sadly, there are more examples. The bottom line is this: this must end.
That's what happens when you allow communists to march through your institutions. And that's exactly why we need these reformers in now. And that's exactly why they want the vote held in secret. All right, a couple more Tulsi things. Then I'm going to move on from all this stuff and get into some other things, emails and whatnot. Oh, here's a good email. Dear Tommy Copper Knee Sleeves Representative. That's not nice. I only have one knee sleeve. And it's not even Tommy Copper. I remember last year you were going to test out the Burna Launcher pepper balls with the boys. You were clear you weren't going to take turns shooting each other, but I don't recall an update on that. I got a launcher for my dime. Thanks for the recommendation. Okay. Ob stepped in with the whole let's experiment with the Burna pistol launchers thing. She did bring up a very good point in that the Burna pistol launcher, while it is non-lethal, this is something that will stop a violent, drugged-out, evil human being from beating you to death in a dark parking lot. If it's that powerful, maybe we shouldn't try it on our sons. And you know what? I thought that was a very valid point. I thought that was a fairly valid point, if I may. And it is legal in all 50 states, remember. Guy bought one for his girl. Have you bought one for yourself, your husband, your wife, your daughter? It'll stop a bad man. Legal in all 50 states, no permit. No background check needed because it's not a gun. It's a pistol launcher. To save your friggin' life. Plus, they're fun to practice with. BYRNA. Burna.com/Jesse gets you a discount. Get yours today. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait to jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Can I get a witness?
Yeah, there's a reason senators like Warner, they don't want any kind of a reform to the FISA process.
Ms. Gabbard, I ask you a question. Please give me the courtesy of responding. You said the reforms now make you supportive. What can you cite? Which reforms?
There are a number of reforms to include getting rid
in the new law
that,
right?
That all right. Of you and your
Gabbard,
wisdom.
Ms. Gabbard, my time is getting short.
Why are they worried about reforms in FISA? Why are all these Democrats so up in arms? Not just Democrats. Why are establishment Republicans, James Lankford, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, why the concern? Because the system, the corrupt system that's currently in place, keeps them in power. The last thing these people want is any kind of reform to this gangster government. Anyway, let's do some voicemails, maybe some emails, shall we?
We need to have a Belt and Road Initiative of our own in the United States where we can put factories in Ukraine and Russia of resources that are the same for each country, so that one don't invade the other as a part of a deal, and all the places like Sudan and maybe places, and so we could compete with BRICS.
I don't know what you just said, but that sounds fine. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Jesse, this is Joe in Wisconsin. Can we get real about your physical yesterday? There is no way you got a clean bill of health. You have small hands, bad knees, you're going bald, and your nose whistle sounds like a fifth grader learning how to play the recorder. Listen, thank you.
I hate you guys. We're not doing any more voicemails. Wait a minute. We'll do one more.
Hi, Jesse. You're doing a terrific job. I am in Arlington Heights, Illinois. My first name is Norb, N-O-R-B. Boy, you have a lot of good stuff to say there. You ought to run for Senate. You say things that are so true that other networks don't talk about, especially MSNBC and all that communist rot over there on those networks.
I do that. Jesse, I like to listen to you. I like how you frame your segments with a scenario or a story to emphasize your point and connect the dots, so on and so forth. You are as enjoyable as Rush Limbaugh was in his stories. Keep up the good work, tease, so on and so forth. I live and work in Orlando and catch you on the drive home. We need more guys like you. There aren't any more guys like me. I'm the only one. I'm just kidding. Now, Jesse, you're right a lot, but you certainly go way overboard with Elizabeth Warren. Cannot sit there and watch... Okay, it's difficult without punctuation, so I'm going to read this as it was emailed in, and I guess we'll just figure out where things start and stop. So here it is. Here's how it came into me. Jesse, you're right a lot, but you certainly go way overboard with it. Elizabeth Warren cannot sit there and watch 10 million children die and feel good about it or not lose a week of sleep over it. Every single person in the Democratic Party is not an evil communist, and you know it. You're going to say what get you viewership, but I'm telling you that's turning me away from you. I agree with most of the things you say, but you just go way overboard. I watched your show last night, and you admitted that you're prejudiced. I got a feeling your days are numbered on the air, sir. Whew, that was a lot. Listen, brother, first of all, as far as my days being numbered on the air, everyone knows that. Everybody knows that. Everybody who listens to this show even once, everyone knows that at some point in time that, well, I'm going to cross the wrong line, and that'll be our last night on the air. That's not exactly news. Look, let's be honest. Everyone who's listened for any length of time, they're waiting to tune in one night, and it's just someone else, and I'm just gone. Everyone knows that day's coming. Of course that day's coming. So that's one. Two, you said, I'm turning you away from me. If you think Elizabeth Warren, if you think any of these senators, really, if you think any of these people have a genuine heart for anybody, you should go away, because you're a moron. You understand that? The inability to accept evil, to accept that some people are evil, the unwillingness, I shouldn't say inability, the unwillingness to accept what you're dealing with has doomed more people throughout history than anyone, than anything else I can really think of. Good people will oftentimes wait until it's way too late before they accept they're dealing with real, genuine evil. And it's that waiting that screws them time and time and time again. Remember that story? We've told it before about the Warsaw ghetto uprising. The Jews, they were put in a ghetto in Warsaw. And it's an amazing story, fascinating story, all kinds of good combat and smuggling and stuff like that. But one of the tidbits from the story that always stuck out to me, they were shipping these Jews out of the ghetto to the death camps. And eventually there was an uprising. What percentage were shipped out to their death before there was an uprising? 80%. 80% of them were already gone to the gas chamber before everyone looked around and said, I think we're dealing with demons here. We should probably start fighting back or we're all going to die. These people hate your guts. They're soulless, demonic monsters. And I'm not sorry at all. And if that's too far for you, go away. There are plenty of places you can go. All right? If you want to know where to go, I suggest calling somebody and asking on your Pure Talk phone. Because even though you will no longer be listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, you at least, hopefully, will not be sending your money to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, the people who use your money against you. That's the crime. Look, we're about to talk illegal immigration. This left-wing nonprofit, and I'm going to give you the number. Millions of dollars of your money that was sent to them, and it was used against you and your country and your culture. Well, we do the same thing with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. We send these people gigantic quantities of money, and they turn around and use it against our own country, against our own kids, against everything. Go look up the, quote, charitable giving of those companies. That's our money. That's yours.
It's mine. Switch to Pure Talk. You'll pay less. They're giving out free phones right now with qualifying plans if you want a new phone. Why wouldn't you switch? You pay less, you get a free phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Tonight's the night to switch to the patriotic cell phone company. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Okay, this left-wing nonprofit got how much of our money? Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes. So we've had this discussion before on the show, but there's another example of it about how ingrained into the government left-wing communist politics has become. And they did this on purpose over years and for years and years and years. And the whole purpose of it was, one, to attack their political opponents, but two, to force the taxpayer to fund their political activity. That's been the idea behind it. And as we've discussed before, what's come from that is this vast, quote, nonprofit network run by committed communists, a nonprofit network that many times exists on taxpayer dollars. I'm going to give you another example of this. It might make you sick to your stomach, but it's an example of how it works. And from what I'm understanding, the Trump administration understands the depth of the problem, and they intend to tackle the problem. Let me ask you, did you happen to see, it was yesterday or the day before, Trump put out some executive order stopping, you know, federal aid funds? And of course, the left tried to scream about it. He's cutting off Medicaid, which was all a lie. But what was all that about? What's the nitty-gritty behind that? Well, when it comes to immigration, we'll focus on that for our purposes right now. The NGO, the non-government organization, actually handles most of the communist activism when it comes with keeping the border open. Now, that would be bad enough, except many of these NGOs partner with the federal government, seek out and get federal contracts, meaning they are paid with your money, vast sums of your money, to open up the border and fill up your country with barbarians. Exhibit A, this one's courtesy of the Free Beacon. Allow me to introduce you to the Acacia Center. Now, you've never heard of the Acacia Center for Justice? What is it? Well, I know you're going to find this shocking. It's based in Washington, D.C. Their aim, the aim of the group, what they do is they provide lawyers for illegal kids and adults in court hearings. They say, okay, so it's an NGO that provides lawyers for all these illegals who are trying to find legal reasons to stay in your country. Okay, that in and of itself is bad enough. But the group, it has, well, statements like this, quote, no immigrant should be detained. Quote, any immigrant or electronic surveillance to attract illegal aliens must be abolished. Quote, the use of local law enforcement for immigration purposes must be dismantled. Okay, so it's an open borders group. Oh, here's one last one. Intentionally, it says that immigration detention and deportation systems, like anything that involves holding these people and deporting these people, this is how it describes them. intentionally designed to exploit, exclude, criminalize, detain, and deport people deemed to be undeserving of inclusion in our national fabric, particularly black and brown people. Okay, so it's a street communist organization. It's a cultural Marxist organization. Okay, all that stuff's bad, but the existence of a group like that is not something that surprises you at all. You know these groups exist. That's the kind of stuff Soros funds, and you get all that. But what probably will shock you is this. You know how much of your money gets used for this group? Well, they oversee a $769 million program. $769 million of your money. The federal government, you went to work today. The federal government took money out of your wallet for 25% of the day. They took your money out of your wallet, as much of it as they could possibly get their filthy communist hands on, and they turned and handed your money to a gigantic communist open borders network who believes in bringing in every barbarian and keeping them here from across the planet. And they did all of this with vast sums of your money. This is one example and one example only of how the communists, for year after year after year after year after year, they've taken their political policy positions and they have found ways to cement those positions inside the walls of not just the federal government. Keep in mind, this actually gets worse at the state level, especially in some hardcore blue state like California or Connecticut or these types of places. They will, over years of time, find a way to ensure that their politics become government policy and opposition to their politics make you an enemy of the state. That's why you have Tulsi Gabbard. That's how you have Tulsi Gabbard, that way of thinking. That's why you have her, how you have her coming out here describing, wait a minute, all these government agencies did what now?
Here are just a few other examples. The American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice, and yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin. Title I of FISA was used illegally to obtain a warrant to spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, using a Clinton campaign-funded false dossier as their so-called evidence. Biden campaign advisor Tony Blinken was the impetus for the 51 former senior intelligence officials' letter.
Chris, I need you to look up impetus and get us an exact, don't roll your eyes, get us an exact definition. I want to use that in the sentence tonight.
Missing Hunter Biden's laptop as disinformation specifically to help Biden win the election. Former DNI James Clapper lied to this committee in 2013, denying the existence of programs that facilitated the mass collection of millions of Americans' phone and internet records, yet was never held accountable. Under John Brennan's leadership, the CIA abused its power to spy on Congress, to dodge oversight, lied about doing it until he was caught.
Chris says impetus means an implementing force, an impulse. I'm going to find a way to use that here in a minute, Chris. Hang on. No, it's going to sound smart. Trust me.
And yet has never been held responsible. Under Biden, the FBI abused its power for
I'm the impetus for Chris looking that up.
Political reasons to try to surveil Catholics who attend traditional Latin mass, labeling them as quote unquote radical traditionalist Catholics. Personally, just 24 hours after I criticized Kamala Harris and her nomination, I was placed on a secret domestic terror watch list called Quiet Skies. Sadly, there are more examples. The bottom line is this: this must end.
And examples like that, those are the impetus for why we need Tulsi Gabbard. What, Chris? Stop being jealous. Jesse, I hate to tell you this, but one of your nose whistles went out over the air. You know, that's not nice. Chris, is that true? You've never heard it? These people are lying. Okay, I confided one time about having an occasional nose whistle, and now people act like that's who I am. I'm more than that. Jesse, my question is, does it's not Ask Dr. Jesse Friday yet. That's tomorrow. This guy says, does mayonnaise ever belong on a cheeseburger? I spread a light coat on the heel of the bun especially if it's cheddar cheese. My wife thinks it's gross. Oh, he said, just kidding about the nose whistle. Mayo goes on a lot of things. You can always add mayo to a cheeseburger. It just adds a little bit of tang to it. Or, even better, to an egg sandwich. Don't turn your nose up. And this isn't going to be for everybody. A lot of people aren't classy enough for what I'm about to suggest. Maybe you're not as sophisticated as I am. But try Miracle Whip. It doesn't have to be mayonnaise. A little Miracle Whip on an egg sandwich. It's got just the right amount of tang to it. Good stuff. Really, I'm a huge, huge Miracle Whip fan. I'm also a huge fan of Legacy Box. I like what they do. I like what they do because preserving memories, digitizing memories, has become something I'm way more passionate about now than I ever have been before. And I'll be honest with you, I've been neglectful about that. You know, I try to be proactive where we've tried to put pictures on as many as we can, try to get them on a thumb drive, or we'll try to put, you know, or the baby books and stuff like that, trying to make sure they're locked up in a safe or something. But we get negligent, and then you look around and you think, man, we have these old camcorder tapes and they're not digital. We have these VHS tapes, they're not digital. How many boxes? We found an entire box in the garage the other day of Marine Corps pictures of mine, hard pictures. None of those are digitized. One fire, one flood, one whatever. They're gone forever. Let Legacy Box digitize this stuff for you. Preserve these memories. Your parents, your kids, family time, vacation. You're going to want these things on your phone, on your computer forever. You don't want your grandkids to see them. Legacy Box will do all this for you. You put all the stuff in the box. You send it to them. They'll digitize it all and send it right back. Look, it's easy. Anyone can do it. Anybody. LegacyBox.com/Jesse is where you go. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, but we will be back tomorrow for an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and that's always a good time. Remember, you can leave a voicemail with your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, 877-377-4373. Now, let's talk about these local commie areas, because there was something that occurred to me last night. Just sitting around thinking, I was by myself after I got home. Everyone was tired. Everyone went to bed. And I was thinking about that terrible fire in California and all those people who lost so much. And then I read this article about Karen Bass, LA Mayor Karen Bass, how she's gonna get an outside firm to come in and help with the rebuild and ensure that everything is going to be equitable, of course. Of course. And you know, I had a moment. Well, I try not to do this very often, but I had a moment where I got angry and I got wrapped up in how really soulless and friggin' evil that is. You know, all these people lost everything, but here you are as the mayor of LA. You're just using that as an opportunity. But how many times have we had this talk that that's what communists do? Karen Bass didn't watch portions of LA go up in flames and sit around crying at night. She watched portions of LA go up in flames and realized this is another opportunity to push the revolution forward. And then I got to thinking about the people of LA and how sorry I feel for them, especially the ones who've lost it all and how horrible all this stuff is. And it occurred to me that so often throughout history, it really takes pain and suffering, and oftentimes large quantities of it, before people will understand and accept that communists are evil. You know, you heard that guy earlier in the email earlier. Oh, you're taking this too far. No, the problem is you haven't taken it far enough. These people are soulless. They really genuinely are. They don't care about any of the human things you care about. For them, everything's about the revolution. Do you hear Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago? And just listen to this. He's being asked about a monster inside of his own city
who could prey on anyone at any time. Listen to this.
Tom Homan showed up in Chicago and within 24 hours found a convicted sex offender who has been living in our city since 2009, flouting the sex offender registry. If he can do this, why can't you?
Because that's their job. That is their job. The federal
their
government
job's not to keep
has
the
a responsibility
people of Chicago safe.
To make sure that individuals who are undocumented, who have been charged with, convicted of a crime, it is the federal government's responsibility to do their part and uphold the law.
You can sit and point to him and say, well, you're the mayor. You're supposed to be doing that. He's not there to protect Chicago. He's there to move the communist revolution forward. And sadly, the people of Chicago put him there. After getting rid of Lori Lightfoot, they turned around and handed the city over to another communist. The question is, have they experienced enough pain yet? Has there been enough pain and suffering yet that they're done with this clownery?
We have a president right now who is obfuscating his responsibilities that should be very clear based upon the Constitution. He is rejecting the Constitution of the United States of America. And if they want to have a real discussion about undocumented individuals who are criminals, they should look at the very individuals who enslaved my people and colonized this land.
Just the communists. That's it. That's it. But, you know, guys like that are the impetus for why we got Trump. You hear that, Chris? I might, you know what? It's good to have goals. And now that I think about it, I'm just doing this live on the air. I think I'm going to use the word impetus. Corey, remind me of this tomorrow. I think I'm going to use the word impetus 5 times tomorrow during the show. What, Chris? Why are you shaking your head? What? Because you don't know how to use it. Precipitous, Chris, is a better word. Well, we're not talking about rainfall. Okay, we're talking about other things. So I'm not going to use that word. Chris is so stupid. I bet he doesn't even give his cat rough greens. Well, meow greens. You know, I've told you about rough greens forever. The natural nutritional supplement you sprinkle on your dog's food. You know, they finally came out with something for cats. Everybody was clamoring for it. What about my cat? What about my cat? And Dr. Dennis Black, who's a much better man than I will ever be, said, fine, I'll give you something for your cat. I wouldn't have given the cat people anything, but he wanted cats to be healthy too, and so now they have meow greens. You want your cat and your dog to have vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, things like that? Well, just get a hold of Rough Greens. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Not illegal if you don't get caught. Texas school official caught on video giving advice how to put a boy in girls' sports. Remember, all the evil communists who've done all the evil things they've done over the last few years are all still where they were before. We have to find them. We have to root them out of power because they are still there destroying everything. Oh, speaking of which, teachers' unions conspire to evade Trump's border solutions. Isn't it wild how every single part of the communist body speaks with one voice and works toward one goal? Weird that the teachers' union would be so invested in keeping the border open. Odd, unless you accept that all communism is just different fingers of the same fist. The Trump administration revokes deportation protections for 600,000 Venezuelans. I only brought this up to remind you that Joe Biden got elected and promptly not only opened up the border, not only brought in a bunch of scumbags from other countries, actually put into place policies so we couldn't deport them. Cannot vote Democrat anymore. Right now, NATO could not win a war with Russia. Oh, gosh, who could NATO win a war with? 6 charged in Brampton butter thefts. Somebody better track down these monsters. Nobody touches butter on my watch. Former Special Forces soldier from Florida among the J6ers still in jail after a pardon. His name's Jeremy Brown. He could use your prayers. Doge has already slashed a staggering amount of wasteful spending. And this is before we get all these federal employees to quit. I am enjoying things so far. And I'll be enjoying Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow with you. You looking forward to that? I am. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.